Hearty greetings to our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up!
Let's begin in Nanjing, China, where the second Youth Olympics ended after a spectacular closing ceremony. About 2,000 performers were involved in the festivities, which were attended by top Chinese officials and International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach.
Xie, Nanjing. You have shared with others and learned from others in the Youth Olympic Village. You have given us a glimpse of your bright future and the bright future of the Olympic movement. Now is the moment when I have to say farewell and to declare the Summer Youth Olympic Games Nanjing 2014 closed.
IOC President Thomas Bach praised China's hosting of the Youth Olympic Games, describing them as perfectly flawless. The two-week International Sports Festival involved almost 4,000 young athletes between the ages of 14 and 18. The Youth Olympics broke records for participants, attendance, and social media interaction on forums like Facebook and Twitter. It also featured athletes who are expected to graduate to the main Olympics in the years to come. And while the IOC did not keep an official medals table in Nanjing, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Chinese swimmer Shen Dao, who was the most successful athlete at the second Youth Olympics. She won 6 gold medals at the Games, delighting the Chinese fans. During the closing ceremonies in Nanjing, the Olympic flag was lowered and handed back to IOC President Bach, and then the flag of Argentina was run up the flagpole. The next Summer Youth Olympic Games will be in Buenos Aires in 2018.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines. When I start boxing, I'm inspired to fight because of my family. We're very poor. When I'm in training for the big fight, I train hard. Get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, jogging, 1 hour. After that, rest. I go to the gym, we do training. Sometimes I want more, more. I train hard. I used to train in karate. Right now, I'm inspired to fight for the honor of my country.
Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, and undefeated American Chris Algieri are on an international tour to promote their world welterweight title fight November 23rd in Macau, China. The Pac-Man and Algieri were in Macau and Shanghai earlier this week. They also have 4 promotional stops planned here in the USA, in San Francisco, California, in Los Angeles, California, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and in New York City. Algieri is 30 years old and is a former kickboxing champion. Since turning to boxing, he's won 20 consecutive fights without a loss, with 8 knockouts. Algieri is also 14 centimeters taller than Pacquiao. In Shanghai, the Pac-Man sized up the challenger.
I will not underestimate my opponent because he's taller than me. He's pretty much taller than me, and he's undefeated. He's a world champion also. He's a champion of 100 junior welterweight division, and he's undefeated, so I cannot underestimate him. This is a good fight.
At stake in this fight will be Manny Pacquiao's WBO welterweight title. The Pac-Man has won world titles in an unprecedented 8 weight divisions during his great prize fighting career, compiling a record of 56 wins, 5 losses, and 2 draws with 38 knockouts. The 35-year-old Pacquiao says he has no plans to retire after the Algeria bout.
Although my contract with Bob Arum is until 2016, but I'm not saying that I'm going to retire. So, but right now, if you ask me about my retirement, I'm not thinking about that right now.
As Manny Pacquiao thinks about fighting Chris Algeria in November, the challenger is thinking about his training camp for the biggest fight of his career.
The truth of it is, I'm going to prepare like I always do. I'm going to be in the best shape that I could possibly be in. I'm going to bring it. And, you know, I've made it a habit of upsetting the apple cart, and that's really the plan again. I'm not here just to be in the ring with Manny. I'm in here to win the fight and to be a multiple division world champion. You know, that is the goal. Mark my words, I'm coming fully prepared, and I'm very much looking forward to November 23rd.
That's American boxer Chris Algeria looking forward to his November 23rd world welterweight title fight against Filipino star Manny Pacquiao. And Algeria was speaking in Shanghai, China.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page today, Friday, you'll see a photo of Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao and American Chris Algeria, who we just heard from on the show, and who will fight each other November 23rd in Macau, China. My friend in Nigeria, Magnus Chisholm Onwodiwe, the humble apostle of the Sunny Side of Sports, responded to the Pac-Man Algeria photo by bringing up none other than the money man, Floyd Mayweather. And the humble apostle was wondering whether Mayweather might be throwing some jabs down the road at the Pac-Man. As I told the humble apostle, the promoters for both Mayweather and Pac-Man first are going to have to break some bread and make peace before that mega bout Pac-Man versus Mayweather takes place. Let's keep our fingers crossed, boxing fans. Joining us now with more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. And Mark begins with an Olympic silver medalist from Botswana, who was one of several African winners at an international track and field meet in Switzerland.
Botswana's Nigel Amos clocked 1 minute and 43.77 seconds to emerge victorious in a keenly contested 800 meters at the IWF Diamond League in Zurich, Switzerland on Thursday. Tunisian Habiba Gribi completed the women's 3,000 meter steeplechase in 9 minutes and 15.23 seconds to lead Ethiopians Hiwot Aileu and Sophia Asefa in a 1-2-3 African triumph. South African Cornel Fredericks carried the day in 400 meter hurdles in 48.25 5 seconds. Kenyan Caleb Mwangangi Ndiku and Ethiopian Mukhtar Edris secured a 1-2 African 5,000-meter victory. While in women's 100 meters, Ivory Coast's Muriela Hore and Nigerian Blessing Okagbare placed second and third respectively, as Botswana's Isaac Makwala and Kenyan Vivian Jelagat Kibiwot were third in men's 400 meters and women's 1500 meters respectively. In rugby, hosts Namibia play Kenya in the Confederation of African Rugby Under 18 Division 1 Championship Final in Windhoek on Sunday. Kenya edged Zimbabwe 27-20 as Namibia overwhelmed Tunisia 78-3 in semi-final action. Moving on to football, Ivory Coast play Libya, Zambia face Malawi as Gabon engage Ghana in the return leg of their Africa Youth Championship qualifiers tomorrow Saturday. On Sunday, defending champions Egypt play the Republic of Congo. Togo face Mali as South Africa challenge Cameroon. Meanwhile, Rwanda has joined the East African bid to stage the 2017 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. Rwanda Football Federation head Vincent Nzamwita told the Kigali media on Thursday, they are working on a joint Nations Cup bid with Kenya and Uganda. He hopes Tanzania and Burundi will also join them. Finally, 10 countries will contest the 5-day Mediterranean Fin Swimming Championship, which gets underway in the Tunisian capital, Tunis, on Sunday. I'm Mark Omer in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a fabulous weekend.
'Cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina. It's time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Nichabulile. Hola.
'Cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sakalewa. It's time for Africa.
Voice of America.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. We heard Mark Ouma report on Rwanda, saying how it's working on a joint bid with Kenya and Uganda to host the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, has given countries until the end of September to express their interest in staging the competition. Libya pulled out of hosting the tournament last week because of violence in the country. The Sunny Side of Sports supports that Rwanda-Kenya-Uganda joint bid. I think it's a good thing for countries that have never staged African football's premier event to be given the opportunity to do so. It helps the development of the game in Africa. A reminder, the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament will be held in Morocco, which previously staged the African Football Jamboree in 1988. And let's not forget, VOA football fans, Rwanda recently hosted the CECAFA Kagame Cup Club Tournament, named after and sponsored by the country's president, Paul Kagame, who is a big supporter of African football. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Sudan's Al-Marek Club, the 2014 CECAFA Kagame Cup champions in Rwanda. And let's give another Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for my Voice of America engineer this evening, Audrius Regis. Kick it, Audrius! Kick it.
Let's go. On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe DiCapua, the managing editor of our Africa News Tonight program. And you can hear another edition of Africa News Tonight, co-hosted by my Voice of America colleagues, Kim Lewis and Yahias Wuhib, at the top of the hour, 1800 UTC, Africa News Tonight. Joining us once again on the Voice of America from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sammy, and good evening to all the football lovers around the continent.
Recent action in the CAF Champions League, and we now know the four teams for the semifinals. How about a look back at the results?
Certainly, Sammy. Group A in Kinshasa was Vita of DRC nil, Mazembe of DRC nil, and in Khartoum, Hilal of Sudan 2, Zamalek of Egypt 1. That left Mazembe and Vita level on 11 points at the top of the table, Hilal third with 7, and Zamalek bottom with 4. Big surprise, that really. I thought Zamalek would do better in the group stage. And Mazembe won the group on head-to-head records because they beat Vita 1-0 at home and, of course, drew 0-0 away. The Congolese derby, not a match of many chances, but late in the second half, Mubele hit the post for Vita. So Mazembe qualify as winners and Vita as runners-up. Also tight in Group B, where it was CS Faxien of Tunisia 1, Anton Setif of Algeria 1, and Esperance of Tunisia 1, Al Ahly Benghazi of Libya 0. A little bit clearer here in the sense that Sfaxien finished with 11 points, Setif with 10, Esperance with 7, and Benghazi with 4. And the big surprise here, obviously, Esperance failing to qualify for those semifinals. And in the semifinals, Sonny, the lineup will be Vita Club against CS Sfaxien and Setif against Mazembe. And I'm sticking my neck out here and saying that we're going to have a repeat of the 2013 Confederation Cup final in which Sfaxien beat Mazembe. I think Sfaxien and Mazembe, slight favourites to go through to the finals. The first legs of those ties will be on September 19, 20, and 21. And 1 week later, we will have the return matches. And for those who like looking well ahead, Vita or Sfaxien, the winners of that tie, will be at home in the first leg of the final. Sonny, I know that on your show you always like those leading scorers. Here they are from the CAF Champions League. With 6 goals, it's Bellamiri of Setif, Juini of Esperance, and Ngassa of Young Africans of Tanzania. And then with 5 goals each, Ayajur from Raja Casablanca, Mubele of Vita, and of course he's still got an opportunity to score more, Masona of Kaiser Chiefs in South Africa, and Sadomba, he's a Zimbabwean who plays for Benghazi of Libya.
David, let's turn now to the CAF Confederation Cup, the second-tier club competition in Africa. How about the recent results?
Right, son. Group A in Bamako, Real Bamako of Mali 1, Cotton Sport of Cameroon 1. And in Dolisi in Congo-Brazzaville, AC Leopard of Congo 4, ASEC Mimosas of Ivory Coast 1. And this is how the group ended. 11 points each for Leopards and Cotton Spore, 6 for Real, and ASEC down at the bottom with just 3. And Leopards finished on top on the head-to-head record. And they've come back very strongly, Sonny. In their last 2 matches, they've scored 4 goals in each. And Bidambu, he's only 18 years of age. He scored another brace at the weekend, as did Ganze. And those two players are basically scoring all the goals at the moment for Leopards. So if you're plotting how to stop Leopards, you've got to stop those two guys first. On to Group B, and in Abidjan, it was Sewe San Pedro of Ivory Coast 3, Nkana of Zambia 0. And in Cairo, the big one, Al Ahly of Egypt 0, Etoile Sahel of Tunisia 0. The final standings, Ahly win the group with 9 points. Second are Sewe with 9 points. That was decided on head-to-head. Third, Nkana with 7 points. And fourth, Etoile with 6. And that really is the surprise of that group, Sonny. The general feeling, I believe, among pundits around Africa was that Ahly and Etoile would advance to the semi-finals. Ahly did, topping the group, but Etoile finished bottom with 6 points. And they paid dearly for that defeat in the penultimate round when they lost 1-0 at home to the Ivorians, Sewe. Looking ahead to the draw for the Confederations Cup semi-finals, it's Sewe against Leopards and Cotton Spore against Ahly. And these matches on the same weekend as the Champions League, first leg September 19 to 21, and the return matches on September 26 to 28. Now, I mentioned about repeats, Sonny, and there's plenty of them potentially coming up in the Confederation Cup as well. Well, one that's definite is Cotton Spore against Al Ahly. Now, they met last year also in the semi-finals, but on that occasion, it was in the CAF Champions League. 2-1-0 draws, and then Ahly won on penalties, and it could be just as close this time. And if Ahly get through and Leopards get through, that will be a repeat of a Champions League group phase fixture of last season as well, when Ahly won 2-1 at home and 1-0 away. So plenty of possible repeats coming up in the Confederations Cup. As to the likely finalists, I would give a slight edge to Ahly and Leopards.
And who are the leading scorers at this stage, David, in the Confed Cup?
Ironically, Sonny, also with 6 goals, just like the Champions League, the leading scorers are Bidimbu. He's 18 years of age, and he's scored a hat-trick among his 6 goals for Leopards of Congo, Coffey of ASEC of Ivory Coast, and Musharu of How Mine in Zimbabwe. And then on 5 goals, Fenosau of Michel of the Seychelles, Ganzi, the other danger man from Leopards, Kamalu, the Niger star who plays for Cotton Spore in Cameroon, and Nana of Jadidi. At the moment, Sonny, it looks like Bidimbu could be the man to watch out for. And I think he's somebody the European scouts might be watching out for as well. As I said, he's banging in the goals. He's only 18 years of age. He's one, Sonny, we must keep a close eye on in the coming weeks on the Sunny Side of Sport.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Finally, David, if I can dangle a carrot on a stick, I understand we now have the 5 winners of your latest African football quiz question. And next week on the program, you'll be giving us their names. Is that correct?
That's right, Sonny. We've had winners from outside of Africa and inside of Africa. As always, we've had many, many entries from Nigeria, and we have some winners from there. But we also, Sonny, have some very good news for somebody in the Gambia. It's nice to know that the people of the Gambia are listening to the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
And we also have a winner from way up in England. Just goes to show you, Sonny, your audience, it's worldwide. And just a reminder of that question again. It was, who was the most successful coach in CAF club competitions and how many titles did he win? Now, I said at the time, Sonny, I was getting a bit soft. This wasn't tough enough of a question. But in the beginning, there was a bit of a struggle. Some people got the name right, but not the correct number of titles. And then suddenly there was an avalanche of correct answers. And as you said, Sonny, the lucky 5, the 5 winners of some clothing from the Sunny Side of Sport and the Voice of America, they all will be revealed next week. So that's a show you must not miss.
VOA!
David, if our VOA listeners have a football-related question for you, Can you give us your email address?
Yes, certainly, Sonny. It's david.legge, and legge is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France Presse, .com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.legge, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from our listeners. So if you have a question for David, soccer or football related, please send it to him and we will try to read your question on the air.
Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
This is for the world. Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
Game on, sports fans. For our VOA listeners who can tune in the Africa 54 television show, well, I had a segment on Friday on Cameroonian star Samuel Eto'o, the four-time African Footballer of the Year. The club Everton in the English Premier League officially introduced Eto'o this week. Eto'o signed a two-year contract with the Liverpool-based club, and his signing comes after he officially announced his retirement from Cameroon's national team, the Indomitable Lions. Cameroon's German coach Volker Finke dropped Eto'o from the Indomitable Lions for the 2015 Nations Cup qualifiers. Samuel Eto'o is Cameroon's all-time leading scorer with 55 goals. He's also the all-time leading scorer at the Africa Cup of Nations with 18 goals. Samuel Eto'o also played at four World Cups, France 98, Japan, South Korea 2002, South Africa 2010, and Brazil 2014. Turning to basketball, the 2014 FIBA Men's Basketball World Cup officially tips off Saturday in Spain. Egypt, Angola, and Senegal will represent Africa at the 2014 tournament. Let's take a quick look at the opening games of the three African teams. The Egyptians will play Serbia Saturday in Granada, Spain. The Angolans are matched against South Korea, also on Saturday, in Palmas, Spain. And the Senegalese will go against Greece on Saturday in Seville, Spain. The winner of the FIFA Basketball World Cup will automatically qualify for the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And one of the favorites in Spain is the United States, which won the 2012 Olympic gold medal in London. And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Audrius Regis for his technical support of the program. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
الشقا باش نحلو ولادنا يدوم بيد الحنا